story. Yeah, there, the happiest. We can make something there about, well, one character in the Westland of Norway who is from a wealthy family, which many families there are. There are some friends, all of them from wealthy families, a little influential there in the small town.
Color.
And all of a sudden, the young man wants to become a Hare Krishna monk or Hare Krishna. He becomes convinced and he goes right into that. And then, of course, there's the mother or whoever, father, or both, confronting him and saying, "You're going crazy." And, you know, the friends and everyone in that society, we're talking early 80s, out there on the west coast of Norway, very conservative small town. You know, you're gonna embarrass the whole family if you do this crazy cult thing. So we follow that. This is the story I'm telling. I want to put it there somewhere about that person. How it kind of happens because of these. I would say again, it falls back on the colonialism, the Western supremacy, looking down upon the primitive Indians, we're good Christians, that kind of thing. We should go to India and make them Christians too. Or fight them if necessary. Oh, a little colonial history there as well. So there he is, child of that society, and it's tough. You're split there between your convictions, because the world is now opening and cultures are sharing wisdom with each other if you care to look and learn. That's what he was trying to say, and those young boys and girls. But no, again, the generation conflict comes up here. This time turning not from, you know, from fuming anger to nuclear level, and it breaks out the war where the mother and father say, "If you do that," father says, "you're not my son anymore." I mean, heavy situation there, you know, in the living room of the nice Norwegian villa, looking out over the ocean, Norwegian west coast, idyllic. And of course, what does the guy 20 or 19 say? So then, it'll be Krishna. And then he walks out. And they sit there and the father is stern and the mother is crying and want to go after him, but it's too late. She is with her husband, or the opposite. The lady being the stern ones and the man being, you know, whatever. And this way it goes. Now, if you break from your mother and father, not calling them your mother and father anymore, which that young man does at that time, and he's not the only one. It's unfortunately too common among, you know, in those families of those young people who want to join the Hare Krishna movement. And maybe the founder is aware of it or not, but he's not anymore around. And now there are young, tough Americans and Germans leading. And they just tell you they were never your parents to start with. That kind of thing. So he becomes one of them. Emotions are bad. They are Maya. They should just be tough and austere and serve and surrender. So yeah, his girlfriend, she's pregnant. And he tries to get her into it. But then, she's not interested. And he feels she's on the side of my parents and of those that I thought were my friends. And he gets hurt and he gets suspicious and he gets harder and harder. So we have behind all this or around all this, this clash of societies, the Christian Western, the materialistic science Western society, and the Indian Hindu religion and society and lifestyle. That's not for us over here. You're making a fool out of yourself and of our whole family. So, a tough situation, and these youngsters, because he's not the only one, discuss how to deal with it. They're starting to get kidnapped and deprogrammed, as they call it. Parents paying large sums of money to Vietnam veterans for doing that. That's another story. But here we follow this young man. And how maybe he has this incredible now hurt. I mean, it's a trauma, you could say. Of being, because, you know, if you have, I guess so, if you have dominant parents, maybe of the higher class and society in the town you're living in and grew up in, then you're also expected to be on that level and some adore you, some envy you, and parents are very demanding. You should, you know, live up to the status of our fine family. And then if they reject you, completely deny and dismiss, reject everything now you deep inside believe in, yourself, your very self, then that's, especially if you deep inside love your parents, which children Well, there's at least a strong attachment there, right? Some, at some level, you get this conflict within, and it can get traumatic. And I've had friends even who seem to have that kind of need to be something, to show that they are something, to be appreciated, adored, to be accepted as something which mother would be proud of after all, and father, a leader. So you seek that satisfaction, that fulfillment by working yourself up the levels.